Standing erect and majestic, the statue of the Umeda Buddha is a precious artifact from the Muromachi period in medieval Japan. To see this over 600-year-old historical piece of art is overwhelming. I was attracted to this piece because of my Buddhist background and experience, and a certain piece connects to me in a way no other piece in the Spencer Museum does. As a Buddhist, I know the sacredness of the statues of the Buddha as consecrated figures of the actual Buddha and that they are highly worshipped. The statue of Umeda is standing on lotus flowers, which are one of the 8 auspicious symbols in Buddhism. It depicts the progress of one's soul to the land of paradise because the lotus grows in mud and eventually reaches the top of the water to bathe in sunlight. Around the lotus flowers below Umeda are what seem to wisp swirls of cloud that perhaps indicate that he is descending down to earth from the sky to receive a soul to his western land of paradise. His right hand is raised next to his chest and his left hand is slightly lifted from the side of his body with both palms exposed. His forefinger and thumb of both hands are touching at the tips, forming circles or wheels which are often interpreted as blessing gestures. The general appearance of Umeda is very soft and rounded. Such figures in Buddhist cultures perhaps symbolize generosity and happiness. The facial expression on Umeda looks very peaceful. It is a peacefulness that is somewhat delicate but cannot be disturbed by a human being. On the forehead there is a crystal inserted which represents the third eye of spiritual wisdom. That could mean that the Buddha is all-knowing of every soul. A loose-fitting robe is symmetrically entwining Umeda's legs. His robe is open in the front, exposing his chest and part of stomach, which seemingly expresses simplicity. The soft features of the face and the general design of the sculpture is similar to the style developed by a Japanese sculptor, Kaikei, who lived during a period before the artistically innovative Muromachi period. Because it is made of wood, it is amazing that this statue survived for over 600 years without being damaged. It is covered with lacquer and kirikani, which are thin sheets of gold leaves that were commonly used in artistic creations in medieval Japan. If you look at this piece closely, it doesn't look as if it was made of wood. Instead, it seems to have been made of a dark-colored stone. Although only some of the kirikani remains, it is easy to imagine Umeda, the Buddha of everlasting lights covered entirely with gold, glowing in the candlelight of a monastery. This is Elba Gurney with the Bulldog Podcast from Southwest Junior High.